We are doing Avat Chesed, and we're holding in the Pticha. The Chafetz Chaim has been taking us through the Torah and illustrating how throughout the Torah we time and again encounter this message of the importance of doing Chesed. And says the Avat Chesed, we're on page Vav, V'gam b'parshat Lech, and also in Parshas Lech Lecha, Shesipra Torah Milchem Tarbam Lachim, the Torah recounts the story of Avram, who went and fought the four kings to save his nephew Lot. Now Avram toiled with all his might, and he also led other men with him to this battle. And they are Aner, Eshkol, Mamre, his partners, the people who made a pact with him. And he went to all this trouble to save his nephew Lot and his wealth from this dire circumstance. And even though one might say, you know what? It's his fault. He put himself in that position. Lot willingly went to that area. Like the verse says, Lot went there to live with the sinners, the Sodomites. That's why he got captured. That's why he was taken into captivity. Nonetheless, Avram went beyond the call of duty. He did chesed with his nephew to save him. And the Chafetz Chaim over here adds a footnote. He says, it seems to me, Hagav nirei li, lefi ma sheyadua sheavot kimu kol haTorah shebichtav veshebealpeh, as is known that the forefathers kept the written law and the oral law, as the verse says, Ekev sheshama Avram bekoli vetorotai. And like Rashi over there explains, Kavanat Avram haya kedei lekayem bazeh ma shekatuv lo ta'amod adam reecha, that Avram's intent, why did he step into the picture? Why did he go and save his nephew Lot? He wanted to fulfill the commandment, Lo tamod al damrecha. The Torah commands us, do not stand idly by while your friend's blood is being spilled. Someone's standing at home, and he hears someone outside yelling, save me, save me. So he could say, what's my problem? The Torah says, no, you're not allowed to stand idly by when someone else needs help. And our tradition is that, dimchuyav afilu liskor anashim laze, that our responsibility to save our friend, it goes as far as to hire mercenaries. Let's say a person, he can't take on the bandits alone. So he should go and pay a bunch of people to join him in order to save someone from armed bandits or a battalion that came. That's what the Gemara says over there in Sanhedrin. And even though Avram's taking on four powerful kings, it's pretty dangerous. He had faith in Hashem that nothing bad would happen to him. And that's why God told him in the vision after this, Al tira Avram, fear not, Avram. I am protecting you. You still have a lot of wages coming. That's stressing the point that Avram fulfilled this mitzvah in its complete form. The gamlo ne'enami min ha'mauma, and he also didn't derive any benefit from performing the mitzvah. Shelo lakach mechut v'ad sochnal. He insisted on not getting any benefit. When the Sodomite king said, take the wealth, you've captured, you've freed us, you're the one that overtook our enemies, our captives, our captors, Avram insists, no, I want nothing of it. So here we see Avram's chesed, that Avram goes beyond the call of duty, and Avram hires people as obligatory according to the Torah, part of chesed, helping someone else, saving someone else, even if it means hiring people to save the person. So this is the next example. The Chafetz Chaim showed us how in Parshat Lech Lecha we see the kindness of Avram that even saves his nephew Lot, who put himself in a dangerous situation, went to live in a sinful territory, and Avram steps up to bat to save his nephew Lot.